have to talk to Terry Savage today because I woke up and I'm scrolling through all the stories and I came across a story, Terry, that said a bipartisan group of senators has gotten together and they believe that there does need to be a change to the Social Security program. And of course, they always start by raising the age. And I always felt like, oh, the minute I get to that age, they're going to put it further out.
And Lisa, baby, it's not going to affect you. When they first raised the age back in 1983, they said eventually it's going to be age 67. They didn't even start the increased age till 2000, almost two decades later.
Oh.
And so it's, we're just seeing that now. And for workers that born in 1960 or later, the full retirement age is 67. But that started when they were just entering the workforce. So it's not going to hit you. And that's, by the way, Lisa, raising the retirement age is only half of what they're probably going to have to do in a compromise. Probably the other half is more taxes coming out, not so much raising your how much Social Security takes out. Now it's a little over 12%, which you and your employer split, 12.4%. But there's a cap on the workers' first $160,200 in earnings. That's what the Social Security tax applies to. And salaries are up and so forth. They'll probably raise that wage cap significantly. And yes, they've got to do something. It's not going to run out, but it's going to be unsound and maybe only able to pay about 80% of the benefits in a decade or so.
Yeah, I heard you talking to John about that yesterday. And then I read this article today and I was like, we need reassurance.
It's not going to hit you. I just absolutely promise you that, Lisa. I know you're a young thing, but believe me, the way they'll phase it in will apply to workers just starting out in the system today. And we're all living longer. We want Social Security to last longer.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, I can tell you're in your car. So safe travels wherever you're headed.
Thank you.
And she'll join us again next week for the full conversation. That is Terry Savage. You can always follow her at terrysavage.com.